चलिए साहब, हमारे रेगुलर प्रोग्रामिंग की तरफ ले चलता हूँ। बशर्ते जिंदगी इंशाल्लाह ताला मंडे को आपसे मुलाकात होगी।
यह है साज आवाज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7 और आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात। हमारी रेडियो ओ टीवी की नशरियात लाइव 24 घंटे eawaz.com पर सुनी और देखी जा सकती है, या फिर डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप एंड्रॉइड और एप्पल पर। आइए अब सुनते हैं रमजान मुबारक के हवाले से एक खास प्रोग्राम। ये प्रोग्राम इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन टोरंटो के तआवुन से पेश किया जा रहा है। आप इस प्रोग्राम को रेडियो के अलावा ई आवाज टीवी और फेसबुक ई आवाज पर लाइव देख सकते हैं।
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's segment of Quranic Messages. And alhamdulillah, we have been covering verses of the Holy Quran, and the idea is to dissect and to unpack the verses and see what these verses are telling you and I, so that we can implement them in our lives and take that message of the Quran on a practical level, and by implementing them, earn the best of blessings in this life and the best of success in the hereafter as well. So in today's segment, inshallah, we are looking at another verse of Surah Al-Imran. It is being displayed here on your screens. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. So this is a verse of Surah Al-Imran. The translation is being read here, and it is, every soul will taste death, and you will only be given your full compensation on the day of resurrection. So he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has attained success. And what is the life of this world except enjoyment of delusion? So again, this is verse 185 of Surah Al-Imran. So as we can see, this verse is specifically highlighting the manner in which to attain the best of success, and that is to be distant, to be far and away from the hellfire. There's no believer on the face of this earth that would ever want to enter hellfire. And we want to be furthest away from the hellfire. So Allah says in this verse, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who is made to be very distant from the hellfire and be made to enter paradise has attained success. May Allah make us amongst those who attain this success. So what's the message in this verse, and what is the Almighty telling you and I in this verse? The first aspect is Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah says, every soul shall experience and taste death. الْمَوْتُ كَأْسٌ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ شَارِبُهُ. The Prophet Muhammad, this is not the hadith, this is a saying, this is a poetry. What is mentioned here? كُلُّ نَفْسٍ شَارِبُ. That death is like a goblet, it's like a cup, it's like a bowl. Everyone shall drink from it. وَالْمَوْتُ بَابٌ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَاخِلُ. And death is like a threshold, it's like a gate, it's like a door, and every person shall pass through it. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ. Every creature that is on the face of this earth will end up perishing and dying. So this is a reality, that death is certain. Death will come. You even ask an atheist about death, and they'll say, I don't believe in God, but I do believe that I'm going to die one day. So death is so absolute and so certain that in the Quran, Allah describes death as al-yaqeen. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until the absolute comes to them. And what is meant by the absolute is death. So death is a reality, but we get busy with life. We get busy with our hobbies, our work, our families, our fun, and we either forget about death or we either neglect death. We're either forgetting or neglecting. So Allah is reminding us, one of the messages here, the first message of this verse is, keep remembering the reality of death. Keep the reality of death before you. Many a times we're tempted, and many youth ask me this question that, you know, I'm very tempted to do sin. I'm very tempted to disregard the commands of Allah. I feel like doing bad things many a times. So, whenever we're in this type of situation, keep death before you. That would I want to die in this state? Would I want to be known to be doing this activity that is inappropriate and I die doing this activity, and I will be accountable to the Almighty. So do I really want to be doing this kind of bad stuff? So death is a reality and it's absolute, but we forget or neglect it. So if we keep it before us, if we do istihdar means to always have the awareness of something. So if we have the awareness of it, then we will be better prepared for it. So that's the first message, is keep the awareness and be alert about death at all times because it's absolute. The second message is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that you will all be given your full recompense on the Day of Judgment. Meaning that whatever we do in this world, whether big or small, whether intentional or unintentional, whether it was done with a motive or without a motive, whatever act we do, good or bad, it will be presented in the court of the Almighty and we will be given either its rewards or its consequence. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, reminded us about hisab, about accountability. And notice how in this verse, tuwaffawna means to give to the absolute accurate detail. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. ذَرَّة in the Arabic language refers to a small particle, the dust particle. You know, when the sun is beaming and its rays, it's coming through a window in a room, and then we look at the ray of the sun and we see all these particles, those small tiny particles that are flying around, that is what we call a dharra, a dust particle just flying around in the atmosphere that we can see when we look at the sun ray coming into a room through a window. So Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, that you do one iota, one speck of a good deed, you will see the return of that, the rewards of that in the hereafter. And you do one iota and one small speck of an evil deed or something inappropriate, you will see the consequence of that on the Day of Judgment. So, if we believe in death, the first message of this verse is, we believe in death, it's certain, it's absolute. And the second aspect is, we believe that we will be compensated for our good and our bad in the hereafter. Should we not be worried about doing more good and having less evil? And as the Quran points out, that the mizan, on the Day of Judgment, the scales of our good and bad deeds will be put there. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, the one whose scale of good is heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, this person will be in a blissful life of peace and prosperity in Jannah. May Allah make us amongst them. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and the one whose pan of good deeds is light, and their evil is more, their bad is more, they will have to enter the hellfire to get purified. May Allah protect us from that. As one scholar made dua, O Allah, allow us to enter Jannah without even seeing the gate of hellfire, without even entering the hellfire. So we need to do the good so that we enter paradise without going into the hellfire. So the first message of this verse is death is a reality. The second message of this verse is that we are accountable for our good and our bad. Upon death, we will be given the consequence and the reward of our good and bad. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The third message here is the day of judgment is real. It's not a fairy tale. It's not imaginary. There will be a day where we will be resurrected. Every human being who has died will be brought back to life and recreated and taken to account for their good and bad. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. There are countless verses in the Holy Quran that highlight the scenery of the Day of Judgment in aspect of the accounts and being taken stock of, taken to account to every detail, to the point where there's going to be no injustice. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا Allah says, no one will be oppressed even to the amount of the dot that is on a date seed. You know, when you have dates, this is the month of Ramadan, mashallah, and many of you I know are practicing the sunnah and opening your fast with dates and water, and then you're eating all the other blessings that Allah has given you. So, mashallah. So, you know, if you study the date seed, you will find that there's a line in the middle, but in the middle of the seed, there is a small dot, a circle, right in the middle. So, naqira. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ naqira. Allah says that they won't even be oppressed to the extent of even that small speck or that small circle that's on the date seed. So, there's no oppression. Whatever good we do, Allah is shakur. He will appreciate that. He will give us the rewards for that. Whatever bad we do, if we haven't asked Allah for forgiveness and we haven't repented, then it's going to accumulate and there's going to be no oppression. Allah will give us the consequence for what we deserve. So, what we want to do is keep this in mind, that death is a reality, we will be taken to account, and the day of judgment is real, we will be resurrected, and there is a next life. Don't get caught up into these notions where people say the day of judgment is imaginary, Jannah and Jahannam, hellfire and paradise is imaginary, it's not real, and there is just a fairy tale type of thing. No, this is real. The Prophet ﷺ every morning would make up for tahajjud, for qiyam, and one of the first du'as he would make is that he would acknowledge all the unseen, the maghibat. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ Allah describes the believers. They are those who believe in the unseen. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, أَنْتَ اللَّهُ أَنْتَ الْحَقِّ Oh Allah, you are the only one entitled to worship. You are Allah and you are a reality. You are true even though I don't see you. وَوَعْدُكَ حَقِّ Your promises are true. وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقِّ The day of judgment is true. وَالْحِسَابُ حَقِّ وَالنَّارُ حَقِّ وَالْحَوْضُ حَقِّ Everything is a reality in terms of the articles of faith. The day of judgment, the hisab, the accountability, the bridge of sirat, the hellfire, the paradise. All of this is a reality. Why would he repeat this every single morning? Because the more we repeat something, the more its reality sets in us. So Allah is reminding us. Remember, you might be going about your day enjoying life with your work and your family and your commitments and you might get busy, but never ever forget, never ever neglect the day of judgment and also hisab, accountability, as well as the reality of death. Now, another message here is that Allah says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ The one who is made distant from the hellfire and made to enter paradise, فَقَدْ فَازَ has attained immense success. The person who has been made distant from the hellfire and made to enter paradise has attained the best of success. So the word here Allah uses is زَحْزَحَ. The literal meaning of زَحْزَحَ means to move away, slowly to move away. Now, there's an interesting point that the Mufassirun, the commentators of the Qur'an, have made from a linguistic point of view. And to make complicated matters easy, I will briefly summarize in my own words here. So, the hellfire is like a sponge. It attracts. You see the sponge, it attracts water. You put it on any liquid, and the sponge, it does jadhb of that. That means it just sucks it in. It attracts it. It pulls it in. So, the hellfire has the quality of jadhb. Even in this world, when the fire is lit, it attracts. It brings in, it pulls in. You know, whenever there's a fire, and Allah protect all of us from the calamity of a fire. Fire is a calamity if it's not used properly and if it goes out of control. So when there's a fire that breaks out, it doesn't leave anything. It burns everything. And it brings everything into its grasp. So the hellfire is far beyond the fire of this world. According to one report, 70 times more hotter. 70 times more severe than the fire of this world. May Allah protect us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika minan nar. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from the hellfire. So, the hellfire has the power to attract, to pull, and to suck in. So, if we are not careful in this world, and we're not treading carefully, Allah says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا. The one who is moved away slowly, slowly from the hellfire, has attained success. The meaning is that the hellfire has the ability to suck us in if we're not doing constant effort in trying to stay away from the hellfire, meaning it's a daily effort. Daily we are praying. Daily we are doing good. Daily we are staying away from bad habits and sin. Daily we are putting in our effort, then we are doing zahzaha. We are slowly moving away from the hellfire. And that's exactly what Allah is saying in this word, in this verse. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ. The one who is made to be distant from the hellfire and made to enter paradise, فَقَدْ فَازَ. They have attained the best of success and they have achieved the highest form of success. And that is the pleasure of Allah and the blessings from the Almighty. So, this is the third message here, that we want to do a daily effort in being distant from the hellfire. We began with the concept and the theme that none of us want to enter the hellfire. So if we don't want to enter the hellfire, we got to do our part. And it's not a one day thing, it's not a one night thing, it's every single day we need to put in that effort to do all the good that we need to do and to refrain from all the evil that we need to abstain from. The final message from these verses is this verse of كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The final segment of this verse and the message is that وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The worldly life is but a deception. So the message is, let the world not deceive us. So, we want to attain Jannah. We want to be distant from the hellfire. But this can only happen if we do not get deceived by this world. The worldly material, the worldly wealth, the worldly structure, the worldly luxuries, they are all so attractive. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ. That this worldly life and the material of this world is sweet and lush. It's very attractive. And in one verse, Allah describes wealth as khayr. That, it's very pleasing. It's good. So, we are all attracted to the world. None of us can say the world doesn't attract us. But Allah says, use it wisely. Don't let it deceive you and turn you away. The world is described as a place of attraction, but at the same time, it's also a deception. If we make the goal of our lives simply to accumulate wealth, to attain luxuries, we will never be happy. But if we have all of these luxuries and the wealth of this world and we benefit from it, But the goal of our lives is to have inner peace by connecting with Allah, by doing good works and refraining from bad. We will be the most peaceful of people. And we've seen this. We've seen a poor individual who basically has nothing, but they're enjoying their sleep in the middle of a street on the corner with the stone as their pillow and the sky as their roof. On the other hand, we see millionaires and billionaires who cannot sleep. They're so stressed and in difficulty that they need pills to go to sleep. So the worldly life doesn't necessarily give us peace, but if we use it wisely, we can benefit from it. What does Allah say in this verse? Mata. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Mata means a benefit, a small benefit. You know what mata is in Arabic? It's the cloth or the sponge that is used to clean the pots. You know, when we're doing dishes, in modern day we have dishwashers, but some dishes we wash with our hands. So we have a sponge or we have a little scrunch that helps us take out all the filth and the impurities or the residue of the food and clean the plate or the pot. So that sponge, we only use it momentarily. We scrub and then we put it away. So Allah describes the worldly life as a mata'. That's how we should only use it for what we need and then put it away. The rest of our lives and our hearts should be filled with positivity in matters of doing good works, helping people, worshipping Allah, bringing about good achievements for others and ourselves, and doing the best in being loyal to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the beautiful teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that one of the final messages in this verse is, do not be deceived by this world. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is a deception. So let it not deceive you. Let it not swerve, let it not cause to be swerved away from the objectives of pleasing the Almighty, or else we will only regret when we return to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly reminded us about. In one narration he said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِ مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. He said, constantly remember death, because death is what terminates our temptations and our desires. You know, when we're alive, we have all these ambitions and desires and temptations. As once the Prophet ﷺ, he actually literally drew a diagram in the sand. He drew a box, and then he drew a line from the box and then coming out of the box. And then he drew small little lines on top of the long line. And he said, this square is the life of the human. And this long line is the ambitions. It's even surpassing after our death date. It's surpassing. So we dream about living for so long, only to realize that our death is very near. And all of these small lines are difficulties that we pass through, difficulty and challenge, and then we go through it, and then we come out of it, and then only to find that we're in another problem or another difficulty. So that's the reality of the worldly life. We are limited in this world, and we face challenges and difficulty. Yes, we have ambitions and goals and we work towards them. Nothing wrong with that. But always remember that we should be leading lives that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Zurul Qubur. He said, visit the graveyards, visit the cemeteries. فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْمَوْتِ. For indeed, this reminds one of death and their reality. So the message from this verse, the messages from this verse is, the theme is, we want to distance ourselves from the hellfire. How do we do that? Constantly remember death. And then also know that we are accountable to the Almighty. So always do good works and refrain from evil. And remember that this worldly life is a deception. This worldly life will attract us and, you know, cause dilution in our objectives, but a true believer will be careful how they tread their path. And the final point I make here as we conclude this segment of Quranic messages is, if we want to distance ourselves from the hellfire, we need to act. We need to do amal. We need to do actions. Inna alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat. Constantly repeated in the Quran. Those who believe and do righteous deeds, they will certainly succeed. So with this I conclude. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with the true messages of the Quran. Give us comprehension. Give us the ability to apply and to also propagate the message of the Quran. And I am very happy that we are in the blessed month of Ramadan. I know this is a challenging Ramadan, unlike many other Ramadans that we have experienced. But as I have been saying, that Ramadan is not dependent on a congregation. Ramadan is dependent on our spirituality. So with the limitations and the restrictions, we need to continue worshiping Allah, fasting, and doing iftars with our families, making dua together, standing in prayer in our own homes, and earning the blessings of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting and our acts of worship. As you know, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto is one of the oldest organizations in the Greater Toronto Area. And Islamic Foundation has been serving the various needs of the community, the religious, the spiritual, and the community needs. And some of you are aware about these needs that are being fulfilled through the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. We have a full-time school that is registered with the Ministry of Ontario. We have a full-time HIVS program. We have evening madrasa. We have Sunday madrasa, Sunday school, as well as these are educational programs. Then we have the regular worship that takes place at the masjid, where we have congregational daily prayers, hundreds attend. Then the Jummah services are attended by thousands in the community, as well as Eid prayer, janazah, funeral services, and various other needs of nikah services and learning and teaching. Then we also take care of various outreach and relief programs. So when it comes to the relief programs, we have a zakat system in place where zakat is distributed primarily to brothers and sisters in our communities here in Canada, in Toronto, who are in need, who are unable to pay their rent, who are unable to get their food, etc., because of their difficult circumstances. So your zakat is channeled through the foundation and given to these various needy individuals. We are also connected with various shelters in the community. And these shelters are given food for the youth that are in the shelters or those who don't have a place to live. Similarly, we have the hot soup kitchen, where again, the poor in the community, and many of these people are non-Muslims who are attending the masjid every Saturday to get a fresh hot served meal. So all of this is taking place at the foundation, your masjid, known as the Islamic Foundation of Toronto and the Nugget Masjid. Then we have outreach where we do interfaith, where we liaise with the government on different aspects, and we also have various programs with churches, with synagogues, with temples, etc. And all of this is possible with your support and your contributions. Yes, there are some alternations in these programs because of COVID-19. We're not congregating, but these events are still taking place online and through the various volunteers who are working with the social isolation laws in place and abiding by them to ensure that these services continue. So my appeal on behalf of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto to each and every one of you is to support the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Your generosity in this blessed month will be a means for your own rewards and blessings, and at the same time will be a means to bring these services in a way that is professional and persistent, and all the needs of the masjid are to be maintained. In this particular situation of COVID-19, we don't have the congregations where they would be donating on the Friday, or they would be contributing on the Eid prayers and at various functions and on a daily basis at their attendance here. So it is important that we continue to maintain the masjid online. with your contributions. Visit islamicfoundationoftoronto.ca, islamicfoundation.ca, and give your contributions in any large or small amounts. This is the blessed month of Ramadan, and you've probably heard the hadith where the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, his generosity is being described by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And they say that أَجْوَدُ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ, that the Prophet ﷺ was very generous, and the most generous he was in the month of Ramadan. كَالْرِيحِ الْمُرْسِلَةِ, it was like a very speedy, energetic wind that the Prophet ﷺ gave everything or whatever he had, whatever he could, for the needs of the poor, for the needs of the services of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, and he encouraged others to do the same. الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the giving hand is far better than the receiving hand. So contribute, and we are making an appeal to each and every one of you that you at least, if you cannot give large amounts, at least give $1 a day. Be part of this campaign for $1 a day for the masjid. As we've been saying, that we can't even purchase a tea or a coffee or a donut with $1. So this is a small amount, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's huge. It is multiplied. Allah says in the Holy Quran, you give one and I multiply it minimum by 10. فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. So we give $1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us $10 back. It's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not me promising, it's not anyone promising, it's Allah promising in the Quran. And then, depending on the sacrifice and the struggle that we go through to donate, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, that He multiplies it 700-fold, and then even more beyond based on our sacrifice and our struggle. So indeed, we should all make a commitment towards this $1 a day campaign and enroll in that. Visit islamicfoundation.ca and contribute $365, and you'll be put onto the program for $1 a day. And this way, you will be part of maintaining the masjid every single day. I've mentioned before as well, and I repeat this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic narration, every single day, two angels come down and they make dua. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, whoever gives in your name, oh Allah, give them manifold. Take care of their needs. Take care of them. Give them blessed returns. So this is not a human being making a dua. This is angels making a dua. And as we know, angels are sinless and they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an opportunity. The month of Ramadan, it comes and it goes. But if we maximize the month by fasting properly, by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, and also giving generously, then we will have benefited the month of Ramadan to the maximum. One donation in the month of Ramadan is far better than many donations outside the month of Ramadan. So an earnest appeal, maintain the masjid, support the services of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. This is one of the largest masjids across Canada and Toronto, and your support is vital and important to maintain both our identity as Muslims in this part of the world and to keep the masjid alive with its services and various projects. And this will all go into your book of deeds. So contribute generously. مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever establishes the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish for them palaces in Jannah. And we all want to enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of Jannah. And one of the methods of attaining and entering Jannah is to support the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most powerful deeds that we can do is to generously give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah highlights the quality of the believers by saying, whoever is a true believer, they will spend from what Allah has given them. So an earnest appeal to each and every one of you, please contribute in large and small amounts. And the minimum, any one of us who is earning in any way, shape or form, please contribute in the $1 a day campaign. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. May He keep you happy. May your generous donations be accepted. Do visit the foundation website, islamicfoundation.ca. Also call the numbers that are on the screen and contribute in any way, shape or form. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
حق الله والله يا الله والله حق الله يا الله حق الله والله يا الله والله.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
Grill and Chick, delicious and healthy grilled chicken and rotisserie chicken sandwiches, burgers, wings, skewers, popcorn chicken, salad, garlic bread, sweet dishes. Aapne pahunchna 15 Montpelier Street, Brampton, Mississauga Road and Financial Drive, Commercial Intersection, Grill and Chick, 905-456-0500. Grill and Chick.
गाड़ी घर या कमर्शियल जैसा कि बिजनेस ट्रक्स डिलीवरी व्हीकल्स कार्गो वैन्स वर्कशॉप्स ग्रोसरी स्टोर्स रेस्टोरेंट्स की इंश्योरेंस के लिए वकार अजीम से राब्ता कीजिएगा। वकार अजीम यकीनी बनाएंगे कि कार घर या कमर्शियल इंश्योरेंस कम अज कम रेट पर लेकर दें मगर कवरेज आपको बेहतरीन से बेहतरीन मिले। यकीनन अपने पैसे और वक्त की बचत के लिए ईमानदार और रिलायबल सर्विस मोस्ट कॉम्पिटेटिव रेट्स के लिए वकार अजीम 416-302-2522 खूबसूरत दांत बाएतमाद मुस्कुराहट और बाएतमाद गुफ्तगू आपकी और आपके खानदान की मुस्कुराहटों की जमीन फिलिंग्स क्राउन्स ब्रिजेस क्लीनिंग एक्सेप्टिंग न्यू पेशेंट्स फ्री कंसल्टेशन दांतों की संभाल के लिए डॉक्टर पद्मजा 310 शेपर्ड एवेन्यू ईस्ट 299-7466
कैनेडियन इमिग्रेशन के लॉज और पॉलिसीज में मुस्तकिल तब्दीलियां आती रहती हैं इसलिए इंतहाई जरूरी है कि आपका काम माहिराना तरीके से ताज़ा तरीन मालूमात के तहत किया जाए मेरा नाम यास्मीन तैयबी है और मैं गुज़िश्ता 25 सालों से सिटीजनशिप पीआर रिन्यूअल्स स्पाउसल स्पॉन्सरशिप और एजेंसी के पेचीदा केसों को कामयाबी से करके हजारों लोगों की रहनुमाई कर चुकी हूँ आप मुझसे 905-513-0012 पर कॉल करके अपॉइंटमेंट बुक करवा सकते हैं या canimsolutions.ca पर जाकर हमारी फर्म के बारे में मजीद मालूमात हासिल कर सकते हैं हमारे ऑफिस में सर्टिफाइड उर्दू टू इंग्लिश तर्जुमे की भी सहूलियत मौजूद है
क्या बात है बेटे बड़ी आवाज़ नजर आ रही है
अबू जान खुदा का वास्ता इस गाड़ी से तो बेहतर एक गधा गाड़ी खरीदे हर मोड़ पे रुक जाती है
और बच्चे परेशान क्यों होती हो लाओ गाड़ी की चाबी दो अभी लेकर जाता हूँ प्रीमियम ऑटो रिपेयर गाड़ी की नब्ज देखकर खराबी की जड़ तक पहुँच जाएंगे
मेरी सहेली ने भी कहा था
वहाँ पर कूलिंग सिस्टम इंजन ट्यूनअप चार व्हील कंप्यूटर बैलेंस ब्रेक्स नए और पुराने टायर साफ ऑयल फिल्टर मुफ्त में चेंज स्टार्टर अल्टरनेटर गारंटी के साथ ठीक करते हैं बस इसके बाद तुम्हारी गाड़ी फर फर भागेगी इसकी मेलविक ड्राइव इटोबिको टेलीफोन 416-747-6800
आयशा ये तुम क्या सर पकड़ कर बैठी हो
घर में मेहमान आ रहे हैं और मुझे 10 जगहों पर जाना पड़ेगा ग्रोसरी के लिए
10 जगह क्यों एक ही जगह है फातिमा ग्रोसर्स
फातिमा ग्रोसर्स
जी हाँ फातिमा ग्रोसर्स मसाले ताज़ा सब्जियाँ फल हलाल गोश्त मैरिनेटेड मीट आइटम्स और स्पेशल बीफ स्टेक्स भी ग्रोसरी का सारा सामान ताज़ो आवाज के रेफरेंस पर स्पेशल डिस्काउंट भी मैकलॉगलन और ब्रिस्टल के इंटरसेक्शन पर न्यू फातिमा ग्रोसर्स 512 ब्रिस्टल रोड वेस्ट ऑफ मिसिसागा 9058487000 फातिमा ग्रोसर्स सबसे जबरदस्त
416-502-8000 स्ट्रेस चाहे लाखदा हो या काकदा उस जिंदगी मुश्किल कर देता है बाकी बातें एक तरफ आपके फाइनेंशियल स्ट्रेस का हल है सिराज शफीक जिनके पास है मिलियंस ऑफ डॉलर्स के प्राइवेट फंड लास्ट मिनट क्लोजिंग शो या डिफिकल्टीज सभी के लिए सिराज शफीक 416-502-8000 लाइसेंस नंबर 10845 इंडिपेंडेंटली ओन्ड एंड ऑपरेटेड
ट्रक का घूमता पहिया कनाडा की मईशत की तरक्की का जामिन आपका ट्रक सड़कों पर राज करे और कनाडा की मईशत तरक्की की राह पर गामजन रहे ट्रक मैनुअल या फिर ऑटोमेटिक ट्रक की बेहतरीन सर्विस के लिए क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब थ्रू आउट ओंटारियो नो अपॉइंटमेंट नीडेड ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी वन स्टॉप शॉप अब तीसरी लोकेशन एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नैपनी क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब 519-622-0660 quicktrucklube.com
Imagine living in a world where doctors didn't exist. This is the reality for over 50% of Pakistan, a country where roughly 100 million people do not have access to basic primary health care. With your generous donations of Sadaqa and Zakat this Ramadan, we will continue to put health first. Make a donation to Indus Hospital Health Network by visiting indushospital.ca or calling 289-309-3895.
आप वहाँ नहीं, लेकिन जब आप रेमिटली के जरिए पैसे घर भेजते हैं तो आप अपनों के पास महसूस करते हैं, बेटी की सालगिरह के लिए या किसी भी मौका पर। रेमिटली आपको देता है तेज और महफूज ट्रांसफर की सहूलत और फौरी अपडेट से आप और आपके अपनों को जहनी सुकून। रेमिटली ऐप डाउनलोड करें और अपने पहले ट्रांसफर पर खुसूसी ऑफर से फायदा उठाएं। रेमिटली
ऑन्टारियो का कोविड 19 प्लान फैलाव को रोकने और जिंदगियां बचाने में मदद फराहम कर रहा है। जब तक हम सबको वैक्सीन नहीं लग जाती, मास्क पहने, अपने हाथ धोएं और फासला रखें। रोजाना हजारों लोग वैक्सीन लगवा रहे हैं, आपकी बारी जल्द आने वाली है। ontario.ca/covid-vaccine-plan पर मजीद जानें या 300 जबानों में मालूमात के लिए 1-888-999-6488 पर कॉल करें। अदायगी शुदा मनजानिब हुकूमत ओंटारियो। आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात रेडियो साझा आवाज 770 AM पर। हमारे रेडियो और ई आवाज टीवी की नशरियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com। हमारी नशरियात को लोकल फोन पर सुनने के लिए डायल कीजिए 6478724900। लाइक कीजिए हमारा फेसबुक पेज ई आवाज। आइए अब सुनते हैं एक खूबसूरत हम।
खुदा का जिक्र करें, जिक्र मुस्तफा न करें। खुदा का जिक्र करें, जिक्र मुस्तफा न करें। खुदा का जिक्र करे, जिक्र मुस्तफा न करे। हमारे मुंह में हो ऐसी जुबान खुदा न करे। हमारे मुंह में हो ऐसी जुबान खुदा न करे। दरे रसूल पे ऐसा कभी नहीं देखा, दरे रसूल पे ऐसा कभी नहीं देखा। मदीना जाके निकलना ना शहर से बाहर, मदीना जाके निकलना ना शहर से बाहर। खुदा ना खास्ता ये जिंदगी وفا نہ کرے خدا نہ خواستا یہ زندگی وفا نہ کرے نبی کے قدموں پہ جس دم غلام کا سر ہو نبی کے قدموں پہ جس دم غلام کا سر ہو قضا سے کہہ دو کہ ایک لمحہ بھی قضا نہ کرے قضا سے کہہ دو کہ ایک لمحہ بھی قضا نہ کرے اسیر جس کو بنا کر رکھیں مدینے میں اسیر جس کو بنا کر رکھیں مدینے میں تمام عمر رہائی کی وہ دعا نہ کرے تمام عمر رہائی کی وہ دعا نہ کرے کہا خدا شفاعت کی بات محشر میں کہا خدا نے شفاعت کی بات محشر میں پہل حبیب کرے نہ کرے پہل حبیب کرے کوئی دوسرا نہ کرے شعور نعت بھی ہو اور زبان بھی ادیب شعور نعت بھی ہو اور زبان بھی ہو ادیب وہ آدمی نہیں جو ان کا حق ادا نہ کرے وہ آدمی نہیں جو ان کا حق ادا نہ کرے خدا کا ذکر کرے ذکر مصطفیٰ نہ کرے ہمارے منہ میں ہو ایسی زبان خدا نہ کرے
آپ سن رہے ہیں آپ کا اپنا ریڈیو 770 اے ایم ہمارے پروگرام کو ٹورنٹو میں سننے کے لیے ڈائل کیجیے 647-872-4900 مونٹریال 514-907-6288
इसके अलावा कैलगरी, वैंकूवर, एडमिंटन और रिजाइना के नंबर्स आप eawaz.com की वेबसाइट पर जाके हासिल कर सकते हैं। हमारी लाइव 24 घंटे की नशियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com। लाइक करें फेसबुक पेज eawaz, डाउनलोड करें फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप, रेडियो 770 AM वॉइस ऑफ कम्युनिटी। फॉर मोर डिटेल्स विजिट eawaz.com।
आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात रेडियो साज़ आवाज़ 770 AM पर। हमारे रेडियो और ई आवाज़ टीवी की नशरियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com। हमारी नशरियात को लोकल फोन पर सुनने के लिए डायल कीजिए 6478724900। लाइक कीजिए हमारा फेसबुक पेज ई आवाज़। अब पेश खिदमत है एक खूबसूरत नात।
ये सुबह मदीना, ये शाम मदीना, मुबारक तुझे ये कयाम मदीना। मदीना 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 मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहर मदीना। ये सुबह मदीना, ये शाम मदीना, मुबारक तुझे ये कयाम मदीना। मदीना 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 मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहर मदीना। मुबारक तुझे हो ए अर्ज़े मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहर मदीना। तेरे पास जब सैयद दो जहां है, न क्यों रश के अफलाक हो फिर मदीना। मदीना 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 मदीना, ये सुबह मदीना, ये शाम मदीना, मुबारक तुझे ये कयाम मदीना। मदीना 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 मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहर मदीना। तेरे सब्ज गुंबद पे आलम फिदा है, फलक जैसे चूमे जमीने मदीना। तेरा जर्रा जर्रा निशाने नबी है, फिदा तुझ पे मैं खाक के शहर मदीना। ये सुबह मदीना, ये शाम मदीना, मुबारक तुझे ये कयाम मदीना। मदीना 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 मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहर मदीना। ओहद के ये दामन में खूने शहीदा, सबक दे रहा है वफाए मदीना। निशानी है इस्लाम की अजमतों की, सहाबा के कदमों से खाके मदीना। वफादारियों पर सहाबा की अख्तर है, तारीख रोशन ये शहर मदीना। ये सुबह मदीना, ये शाम मदीना, मुबारक तुझे हो ए अर्ज़े मदीना। मदीना 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 मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहर मदीना।
Mm-hmm.
آپ سن رہے ہیں رمضان المبارک کی خصوصی نشریات ریڈیو ساز آواز 770 AM پر. ہمارے ریڈیو اور ای آواز ٹی وی کی نشریات کے لیے وزٹ کیجیے eawaz.com. ہماری نشریات کو لوکل فون پر سننے کے لیے ڈائل کیجیے 6478724900. لائک کیجیے ہمارا فیس بک پیج ای آواز. آئیے ہم آپ کو دعا کی جانب لے کر چلتے ہیں.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.
اے ہمارے پروردگار، ہم سے یہ خدمت قبول فرما، بے شک تو سننے والا ہے، جاننے والا ہے.
یو آر لسننگ ٹو WTOR 770 AM ینگ ٹاؤن ٹورانٹو.
رم مانگتا ہوں، عطا مانگتا ہوں، الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں. مانگوں گا تجھ سے تو مانگوں گا کس سے، تیرا ہوں میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں. کرم مانگتا ہوں، عطا مانگتا ہوں، الہی تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں.
جو مفلس ہے ان کو تو دولت عطا کر، جو بیمار ہے ان کو صحت عطا کر، مریضوں کی خاطر شفا مانگتا ہوں، الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں.
کرم مانگتا ہوں، عطا مانگتا ہوں، الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں.
جو بھٹکے ہیں ان کو ہدایت عطا کر، جو مظلوم ہیں ان کو طاقت عطا کر.
میں سب پہ کرم ایک سا مانگتا ہوں، الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں. کرم مانگتا ہوں، عطا مانگتا ہوں، الہی میں تجھ سے دعا.
WTOR, Youngstown, Toronto, now concludes a full day of broadcasting activities. WTOR is owned and operated by Birosh Broadcasting Corporation and operates on an assigned frequency of 770 kHz as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. Do join us again in the morning hours when we resume broadcasting.
with the sounds of our world in words and in music.